我们特别谢谢混声小组所献的诗歌。
We thank the musical offering.
从时间的角度来看主的救恩。
That we can look time in terms of salvation.
当我听他们唱的时候
，When I was listening to their singing，
我突然发现时间是一个很奇妙的东西。
I'm reminded that time is an amazing thing.
在一个固定的空间。我们有昨天、今天、明天的分别。
In a fixed space, we have past, present, and the future.
但是在不同的空间，我们就发现时间是一个很复杂的东西。
But when you put in different locales, then time becomes somewhat confusing.
我们的今天其实是澳洲的昨天。
Our today is the yesterday of Australia.
澳洲的现在其实是我们这里的明天。
The present of Australia is our tomorrow.
我不知道大家了不了解我所讲的。
I do not know whether you are confused by what I said.
现在是我们这里11:35。
The time here right now is 11:35 a.m.
是在澳洲礼拜一清晨的1:30。
But in Australia, it's early morning 1 a.m. Monday.
我曾经做过这样的一件事情。
I have done the following thing.
在12月31号，从 Boston 打电话到1月1号的台湾。
That I was calling from Boston on December 31st to Taiwan, which was January 1st.
我也曾经在1月1号的清晨1点打电话到12月31号的晚上10点的加州。
I've also called in January 1st, early in the morning to December 31st in California.
这是个很有意思的事情。
I think this is very meaningful.
当我进入1990年的时候
，As I approached 1990,
我跟加州的朋友，他们还在1989年。
My friends in California were still in 1989.
所以我说这个时间是一个很复杂的东西。
So that's why I say time is a somewhat confusing concept.
也是一个很奇妙的东西。
But an amazing thing.
在过去2个礼拜
，In the past 2 weeks,
弟兄姊妹告诉我说
，Some have shared with me.
你老远从Boston 到了 Melbourne， 到了澳洲。
You've come a long way from Boston to Melbourne.
大概要2个礼拜的时间才可以调整你的时差。
You will need almost 2 weeks in order to catch up with the time difference.
果然不错，我花了2个礼拜的时间调整时差。
Yes, I needed 2 weeks to adjust to the difference in time.
当我调整了时间以后
，Of course, now that I'm adjusted,
我要上飞机回 Boston.
I have to leave Melbourne.
所以在过去的3天回到这里的时间以来。
So after I've been back in Boston for the past 3 days,
还在时间日夜颠倒的里面。
I'm still somewhat confused in terms of time.
很多传道人在讲道的时候，我刚才在英文崇拜也这样讲。
I just shared this in the English worship when preachers preach.
我们很怕下面的人睡着。
It's our fear that the audience may fall asleep.
那今天早上呢
？But this morning,
我很怕讲道的人睡着。
I'm afraid that the preacher may fall asleep.
你现在在澳洲是半夜1点多的时间。
Because in Australia it is way past midnight.
如果我睡着，师母睡着，你们请你们原谅。
So if I do fall asleep, I ask for your forgiveness.
那么等一下就完全用英文讲道，就不用中文讲。
I'll just wake you up.
今天的题目。
The topic for today.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid.Just believe.
好不好？我们再回到刚才所读的马可福音第五章。
Let's turn back to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5.
我们刚才是从35节读起。
We started reading from verse 35.
其实这段经文应该从21节看起。
But actually, if you read the context, the whole story should start in verse 21.
这个管会堂的雅鲁，他12岁的宝贝女儿病重。
This synagogue ruler Jairus, his precious daughter of 12 years old is sick.
她当众俯伏在耶稣的脚前，再三地求耶稣医她所宝贝的女儿。
He prostrated himself before Jesus, and he pleaded with Jesus to go heal his daughter.
圣经告诉我们说，当耶稣要往他家里面去走的时候
，And Scripture told us that as Jesus was walking with him to his home,
突然半路杀出一个程咬金出来。
Suddenly, a side event took place.
有一个患血漏病的这个女人，要求耶稣特别医治她。
There was a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
她的方法很特别。
This is a strange event.
她不敢，也不愿意公开她的需要。
She did not want to make public her need.
她就夹在群众的当中。
So she's blended herself into the crowd.
她有一个很强烈的信心。
She had a strong faith.
她说我只要摸耶稣的衣服。
She believed that if I could touch his clothes,
她说我的病就能够得到医治。
I would be healed.
感谢主，果然得了医治。
And praise God, she was healed.
好像因着这一件事情。
But because of this,
耽搁了耶稣的行程。
Jesus' timing was destroyed.
好像因着这个妇人。
Because of this woman,
这个女儿十二岁的小孩子来不及医治就离开这个世界。
This little girl passed away.
我们一直都是这样想。
And this is how we might react.
所以我们会怪这个十二年血漏的这个女人这个坏的事情。
So we may try to place the blame on this woman.
但是这几天我在准备的时候。
But as I was preparing this message,
我很认真地在把这段圣经看了一下。
I pay special attention into this passage.
我特别把第三十节到三十四节好好的看了一下。
I pay much attention to verses 30 to 34.
我把三十节到三十四节发生的事情用时间记一下，到底他浪费了多少耶稣的时间。
I try to estimate how much time was delayed in this event.
我想每一次我们读到这一段圣经。
I'm sure every time when we read this passage,
我们一定怪这个血漏的病这个女人。
We may try to blame this woman.
如果不是她，
if it was not her,
如果不是因为她从中间突然跑这个出现，
if she did not appear,
这个女孩就不会死。
Then this little girl will not pass away.
那么耶稣就可以医治她。
Then Jesus could heal her.
那么耶稣这现在这个小女儿已经死了。
But now the little girl is dead.
罪魁就是这一个女人。
It's all because of this woman.
但是当我把三十节和三十四节去计算时间的时候，
But when I try to put a time span on verse 30 to 34,
我们注意一下三十节，耶稣突然觉得有能力从身上出去。
Verse 30 says, at once Jesus realized power had gone out.
他就停下来了。
He stopped.
从停下来开始。
From this point on,
如果大家计时的话，
If you try to time this event,
我这几天计了好几次。
I tried this several different times.
从他停下来，
from the point that he stopped,
回过头来，
turned around,
要找这个女人，
and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
然后呢，耶稣就跟他讲说，女儿，你的信救了你。
And then Jesus found the woman and said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you."
平平安安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
你的灾病痊愈了。
And be freed from your suffering.
我怎么算这个时间都不会超过一分钟。
No matter how I try to time this, it could not have lasted more than a minute.
到了三十五节，
in verse 35,
雅鲁家里面有人过来。
Some men came from the house of Jairus.
请注意，耶稣不是到了耶鲁的家。
Please pay attention. Jesus have not arrived.
那么耶鲁家里面有人来，到底他走了多久？我们不知道。
We do not know how long it has been since these men came.
如果他走了五分钟，
let's say they walked for 5 minutes.
那么这个女儿已经死了五分钟，起码。
That means the little girl has died for 5 minutes.
所以你把这个时间怎么样去算？
So no matter how you calculate the time,
你发现这个女人不需要负任何的责任。
You will find that this woman was not responsible.
我们发现这件事情有耶稣基督他特别的美意在里面。
You will discover that there is a wonderful will of Jesus in this event.
如果说这是一件事情被耽误的话。
If you say this was a delay,
我们说是这个女人耽误，不如说是耶稣耽误了这件事情。
If you say it was the delay of the woman, you might as well say it was Jesus' delay.
因为耶稣知道，他就是那个时候开始出发，他没有这件事情耽误，那个小女儿也已经死了。
Because Jesus knew, even if this event did not take place, by the time he arrived, the little girl would have been dead.
所以耶稣知道他是要到这一件事上显出他能够使死人复活的这样的一个大能。
So Jesus knew that this event called for a demonstration of his power of resurrection.
刚才我们所读的这一段圣经里面，
in this passage that we just read,
耶稣说了三句话。
Jesus said 3 sentences.
36节、39节、41节，他共说了三句话。
36, 39, and 41.
今天早上我们只看第一句话，就是36节。
We will only look into the first sentence in verse 36.
这句话可以说在这段圣经里面最重要，也是这句话扭转整个乾坤的一句话。
I feel that this is the most important sentence, and it is the turning point of the whole story.
非常简单，两句，不要怕，只要信。
Very simply, don't be afraid, Just believe.
当我看到这两句话的时候，
When I see these words,
我就问我自己，
I ask myself,
当耶稣对着雅鲁说不要怕的时候，
When Jesus spoke these words to Jairus,
请问雅鲁那个时候怕什么？
What was Jairus afraid of?
事实上，
In fact,
当雅鲁当众向耶稣下拜的时候，
When Jairus was pleading with Jesus,
他已经克服了他的惧怕。
He has overcome his fear.
一个堂堂正正的一个管会堂的一个有地位有身份的人，
He is a man of high position.
当众向着一个木匠俯伏在他的面前，
Prostrating himself before a carpenter.
他自己是个有身份而且是个宗教的领袖，
He is a man of high position, secularly as well as religiously.
尤其那个时候的宗教领袖都对耶稣有非常强烈的敌视。
At that time, the religious leaders already are going against Jesus.
他们想尽各种方法要把耶稣除掉。
They are already thinking of ways to do away with Jesus.
在那个时候，他当众跪在耶稣的面前。
But he appeared before the public and bowed down before Jesus.
他把面子的问题放下。
He put down his pride.
把所有的惧怕都已经放下。
He has put away his fear.
为什么他能够那么大胆抛头露面地做这件不容易做到的事情？
What made him do such a thing?
我们知道一件事。
We know.
爱能够除去惧怕。
Because love can take away fear.
约翰一书告诉我们。
This was also confirmed in 1 John.
爱既完全就把惧怕除掉。
When love is perfect, it will do away with fear.
今天有许许多多的人。
There are many today.
在爱的里面克服这个惧怕。
Have overcome fear through love.
我在英文崇拜曾经讲过一个见证。
I have shared in the English worship a testimony.
我一个好朋友在台湾。
It was a good friend of mine in Taiwan.
他的母亲没有受过任何的教育。
His mother was not educated.
当这位弟兄结婚的时候。
But when this brother was married.
这个媳妇就是这个弟兄的太太，常常觉得跟她的婆婆出去是一个很丢脸的事情。
His wife found that it was a shameful thing to go out with her mother-in-law.
因为每一次这个老太太出去。
Because every time they go out,
因为他没有受过什么学问，
because the elderly was not educated,
从乡下出来，
came out from the rural area,
到了大城市，
now in the city,
做了很多很多反常的事情，
did a lot of embarrassing things.
譬如说最近在台北这几年有 McDonald's,
perhaps we can give an example, there are McDonald's in Taiwan.
每一次这个弟兄和他的太太带着这个老太太去 McDonald's 吃饭，
Every time when this brother, his wife bring the mother along,
他要走的时候，
when they were about to go,
把所有的杯杯盘盘纸纸叠叠所有东西通通包起来然后带回家。
She would wrap all the cups and the plates and the forks, the utensils, wrap them up to bring them home.
这姐妹觉得非常的丢脸。
So the daughter-in-law felt that this was very embarrassing.
所以她能够不跟她的婆婆出门就不跟她的婆婆出门。
So she tried to avoid going out with her.
尤其到外面去。
Especially to a public event.
她的婆婆喂她的小儿子吃饭的那个景色，她是特别没有办法忍受。
Especially she felt very bad about the grandmother feeding the grandson.
他们老一辈的人怎么喂她的儿子呢？
How do they do it?
把那个很烫的东西用瓢羹舀起来。
Perhaps it was something very hot. They will spoon it out.
先放在他的嘴巴里面含两三秒钟，然后才喂给他的儿子。
They will put it in their mouth for 2 to 3 seconds, and then transfer it to the grandchild's mouth.
这个姐妹简直没有办法忍受这样的事情。
The sister find it very difficult to accept this.
所以当然，他们婆媳之间的关系非常的恶劣。
So it created a tremendous tension between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
这件事情每一次他们告诉我。
Every time when they share this with me,
都要找一个公道。
They want to find some ruling.
那么这个弟兄就跟我找公道，那个姐妹也要我讲一些公道的话。
The brother asked me to put some words of judgment, and the wife also wanted me to say what is right.
这个弟兄现在在台湾是一个很出名的一个人。
This brother is a fairly famous person in Taiwan today.
在台湾的电视界，没有人不认识他。
Most of you, if you come from Taiwan, will know him in
television.
Public media, television.
那么他每一次跟他母亲出去，
so every time when they go out,
他一点不在意。
He did not mind.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的爱在那里。
Because he loved his mother.
那个爱克服了惧怕。
Because of love, fear was conquered.
那么这个地方耶稣说不要怕，那到底雅鲁在怕什么呢？
But what was Jairus afraid of?
他已经把那样大的难处都已经克服了。
He has overcome so many hurdles already.
那么到底在这里他怕什么？
So what is he afraid of?
惧怕，我常常说是人与生俱来的一样东西。
I've always said that fear comes with our birth.
这是一个与生俱来的一种心理状况。
It is a psychological behavior.
从小我们就怕黑、怕鬼、怕死。
Ever since we were young, we're afraid of different things.
那么长大了以后，看见一个女孩子很喜欢，又怕追不上她。
Perhaps we are fear of rejection.
每一次考试又怕考不取。
Perhaps we are afraid that we will not pass our exam.
每一次做一件事情怕失败。
We are afraid of failure.
我们这些怕如果归纳出来的话。
But if we try to look at it in principle.
大概我们怕两件事情。
We are only afraid of two kinds of things.
我们怕还没有发生在我们面前的事情的许多的未知的那些因素。
We are afraid of the unknown.
我们怕我们能力之不逮，我们没有办法能力达到的那些事情。
We are afraid of things that exceeds our ability.
不管我们的眼力多好，我们的眼睛 eyesight 多好，
No matter how good our eyesight are,
我们只能够看到前面，却没有办法看到转弯以后的事情。
We can only see straight ahead, we cannot see around the corner.
所以在人生的体验当中，
So in our everyday experience,
我们都活在某一种形态的惧怕里面。
We are living under different levels of fear.
那么再说，到底雅鲁那个时候他在怕什么？
So we want the answer to the question, what was Jairus afraid of?
中文在这里告诉我们说，不要怕，只要信。
Says, do not be afraid, just believe.
Do not be afraid, just to believe. 但是在原文的圣经，我看它的文法有一点跟中英翻译的不太一样。
But when I look into the original grammar, it was slightly different from the Chinese and the English.
如果我们看这个希腊文的直译，
If we looked at the grammatical structure in Greek,
我们就了解到底雅鲁在怕什么。
Then we can understand what was Jairus afraid of.
这句话直译怎么翻译呢？
How should we translate this?
Be not afraid, go on believing. 不要害怕，你要继续的相信下去。
The proper way to translate it perhaps is be not afraid, continue to believe.
对雅鲁来说，
For Jairus,
当时他不是没有信心，
It's not that he did not believe,
而是没有那个持续的信心。
But perhaps he was lacking this continuous faith.
我相信对我们大部分的基督徒来讲，
I think to the majority of Christians,
这也是我们的写照，也是我们的光景。
This is how we would react also.
我们不是没有信心。
It's not that we do not have faith.
我们的软弱是什么呢？
But what was our weakness?
我们没有办法让这个信心能够持续下去。
We cannot continue in our faith.
我们因为信心才入门的。
We entered into Christianity through faith.
我们因为信心而成为基督徒的。
Through our faith, we became Christians.
但是我们看见有许许多多人好像第一世纪的底马一样。
But then so many of us are like the Demas of the first century.
起先走得很好。
We started off well.
开始得非常的好。
We had a good beginning.
但是我们不能持续下去。
But we cannot continue.
我们有信心。
Yes, we have faith.
但是我们没有那个持续的信心。
But we do not have continuous faith.
那么为什么我们的信心会中断呢？
But why is our faith discontinuous?
在雅鲁的身上我们看见很明显的一个例子。
In Jairus, we see this clear example.
因着信心，他来到耶稣面前。
Through faith, he came to Jesus.
因着信心，他不怕他的同事对他的耻笑。
Because of faith, he was able to overcome the jeering of his friends.
因着信心，他甚至不怕他的同事对他的敌视。
Because of his faith, he was able to overcome the rejection of his colleagues.
他相信耶稣。
He believed in Jesus.
当众俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And he prostrated himself before Jesus, before the public.
但是现在，
But now,
他的女儿死了。
His daughter has died.
他为着他病重的女儿到耶稣面前来。
Because of his daughter's illness, he
但是他的但是他的女儿现在死了。
But now his daughter is dead.
环境改变。
The circumstances have changed.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
当环境改变的时候，
When circumstances change,
也是我们信心受考验的时候。
That's the time when our faith get tested.
当环境改变的时候，
When the surroundings change.
也是我们的信心能不能够持续下去的一个考验的时候。
It's a test to see whether our faith can be continuous.
有人常常问我。
Some have asked me.
他说李牧师。
Pastor Lee.
当我在很平安稳妥的情形之下突然之间变成不平安，我容易失去信心呢，还是我在病痛患难的里面有平安，那个信心比较容易保存？
What kind of faith is easier to keep? The faith that will take me from peace to calamity or the other way around?
我的答案是什么？
What was my answer?
这两个都不容易。
So both are not easy.
每一次环境的转变都是我们信心考验的一个机会。
Every time when our surroundings change, that is a test of our faith.
对亚鲁来说
，Towards Jairus,
他那个时候突然活在一个惧怕的里面。
He was suddenly thrown into a stage of fear.
怎么能够胜过这个环境的改变
？How can he overcome this change in circumstance?
继续的相信。
To continue to believe.
Go on believing. 继续我们对主的那个不变的信心。
To continue to believe in our Lord.
信心也好，继续的信心也好。
Whether it's faith or continuous faith.
有两件东西是很重要的。
Two things are important.
一个就是信心的对象。
That is the object of our faith.
一个是信心的内涵。
And the content of our faith.
刚才我们说在22节、23节，他要来见耶稣。
When we read in verse 22 and 23.
他匍匐在他的脚前。
He came before Jesus and threw himself before him.
他再三地求耶稣。
And he pleaded with Jesus.
现在
Now,
他还需要有这种信心。
He needs to continue in that faith.
继续地来到耶稣的脚前。
To continue to be, come before Jesus.
再三地求耶稣。
To continue to plead with Jesus.
相信他的女儿会得痊愈。
To continue to believe that his daughter can be healed.
你看五章二十三节。
If we look in verse 23,
他说求你按手在他的身上
said, Please come and put your hands on her
使他痊愈
So that she will be healed
下面还加了一句话得以活了
And live
To be healed and live 他的要求不是单单的痊愈
So his request was not just that her, his daughter be healed
而且能够很健康的活下去
He wanted her to be able to live healthily.
现在他的女儿已经死了。
But now his daughter is dead.
他的女儿已经离开他了。
His daughter has left him.
耶稣说 ,go on believing, 继续的相信。
Yet Jesus encouraged him to go on believing.
环境改变。
Even though the circumstances changed.
改变得更恶劣。
It has taken a turn for the worse.
似乎更加没有盼望。
Now the hope seems to have begun.
你还信吗?
Can you continue to believe?
你要信我。
Believe in me.
因为相信很重要的一个关键是相信的对象决定你这个信心的程度。
Because the important point is who do you believe in?
那么他相信的内涵是什么呢?
And what is the content of your faith?
圣经告诉我们
The scripture says
信心没有行为是死的。
Faith without action is dead.
弟兄姊妹这句话我们都很熟。
We are all familiar with the same.
但是每一次我们来到主的面前
But every time when we come before God,
我们在检查自己信心的时候
As we examine our faith,
我们都要看有没有信心的行动来配合我们所说的信心
We must see, are there actions that accompany our faith?
我最近看到一篇文章
I recently come across this article.
看到一个很感人的故事
Came across this moving story.
说不久以前，比利时的皇后到波兰去访问。
It says not long ago that the Queen of
Belgium.
Belgium went to visit Poland.
那么有一个政府要员呢，就来陪她。
There was an important government official that came to accompany her.
那么陪这个比利时的皇后去天主教堂望弥撒。
And to accompany her to mass.
那么这个皇后跟这个官员交谈的时候。
And as this queen was talking to this government official,
发现这一个官员呢，对天主教的内容、信仰、仪式非常的熟悉。
She discovered that this person was very familiar with all the rituals and the content of the Catholic faith.
后来他就问这个官员
，So she asked him,
你是一个天主教徒吗
？Are you a Catholic?
请注意他的回答。
How did he answer?
他说：“夫人
He said, Madam,
我对天主教信而不行。
I believe in Catholicism, but I do not practice it.
那么那个皇后就问他，
So the queen asked,
那么你一定是共产党员了。
Then are you a communist?
他说夫人，
He said, Madam,
我对共产主义，
My attitude towards communism
是行而不信，
is to practice but not believe.
当我看到这个对话的时候，
As I watch this correspondence,
深深的吸引我，让我想到我们今天所谓的信仰。
So I was led to think about our faith.
是不是在我们的当中，
Maybe in our midst,
有三种的基督徒，
That there are three types of Christians.
一种的基督徒，
One type,
信而不行，
Believe but do not practice.
一种基督徒，
One type,
表面行但是心里面不信。
They seem to practice Christianity, but they do not believe.
当然第三种，
The third kind,
信而又行，
believe and practice.
当然有第四种人，他们根本不会来我们中间，因为他不信也不行。
The fourth kind, those who do not believe and do not practice will not be here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
也许在天主教，
Perhaps in the Catholic Church,
也许在共产主义，
Perhaps under communism,
可以有信和行这两种不同的组合。
You can have different types of believing and practice.
但是今天在我们的信仰里面，
But within our faith,
真正的信心，
The true faith,
不能没有行为的配合，
Have to have belief accompanied by action.
请问在刚才我们所读的这段圣经，
So in the passage that we just read,
到底雅鲁有行为的信心是什么？
Does Jairus have this kind of faith?
非常有意思。
Think this is very meaningful.
当我在看这段圣经的时候，
When I was reading this passage,
发现雅鲁信心的行动，
I've discovered the action of faith,
就是他没有行动。就是他没有行动。
Is that he did not take action himself?
从怎么看呢？
How do you say this?
请特别注意到三十九节。
Let's pay attention to verse 39.
主耶稣说了一句非常当时的人没有办法了解的话。
Here Jesus said something which was hard to fathom for others.
他说这个孩子不是死了，是睡了。
Jesus said in verse 39, the child is not dead but asleep.
但是对雅鲁来说。
Towards Jairus,
当他听见这句话的时候，
when he heard this,
他没有反对的意见，也就是他信心的行动。
He did not react, and that is actually evidence of his faith.
什么意思呢？
What do I mean by this?
当你无条件顺服耶稣基督的时候，就是我们信心的行动。
When we submit ourselves without condition,To Jesus, that is our action of faith.
很多时候我们都提到行动的时候，
A lot of times when we say take action,
我们都以为要做一些什么事情才表示我有行动。
We think to ourselves we have to be doing something.
但是什么时候我们对主的话一种全然的顺服，不做什么，你就等于在行动上表明了你的信心。
But I often feel that when we have an unconditional surrender to the word of God,That is, in fact, an action of faith.
四十节，当耶稣进到那个房子里面。
In verse 40, Jesus went into the house.
他把这些闲杂哭闹的人从房子里面撵出去的时候，
He put all the people who were creating all this commotion away.
雅鲁没有反对。
Jairus did not object.
耶鲁的没有反对就代表他对耶稣基督的认可。
And his lack of objection.Means that he has submitted himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督在这里所说所做
，What Jesus said and done there,
违反常情，违背逻辑
，It's really against the normal behavior and logic.
但是雅鲁照单全收
，But then Jairus did not object.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他知道这是出于主。
Because he knew this is coming from the Lord.
当他知道这是出于主的时候，
When he knew this is from the Lord,
他就继续的相信而不惧怕。
He continued to believe in Jesus and not be afraid.
我今天传讲这个信息，
The reason why I'm preaching this message
有两个原因，
is twofold.
当我越准备的时候，
As I prepare this,
我这两个负担在 我里面越强烈。
These two purposes became stronger in me.
第一，
First,
我十分的相信。
I truly believe.
我十分的有把握。
I have a lot of assurance.
今天这个信息。
That the message of today.
在今天听到的人当中。
Will in the hearts of those who hear.
需要这个信息。
Because you need this message.
因为我们到了一个地步。
Because now we are at a point.
接受一个考验。
We're about to take on a challenge.
环境的改变。
A change in our surroundings.
人情的冷暖。
A change in relations.
我们到底能不能够继续信下去？
Can we continue to believe?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我奉主的名。
In the name of our Lord.
把主的话带到我们中间。
I have placed our Lord's words before you.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid.Just believe.
另外一个负担
My second
是为了建堂
is for our church building program.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要信心
Yes, we need faith.
我们在建堂的事上，我们更需要持续的信心
And in this church building program, we need a continuous faith.
从开始起义建堂到现在
From the beginning of the concept to now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我很坦白地说，一直都有怕的因素在里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, I will share frankly with you, the shadow of fear has always been with us.
现在堂还没有建好。
Even right now, the building has not been erected.
前面我相信还有许许多多怕的因素在里面。
There will be many more obstacles before us.
不要讲别的。
Permits.
我们看见 Lexington 的 Town Hall 给我们许许多多。额外的要求和条件。
We see the town of Lexington putting a lot of extra requests of us.
换句话说，在我们建堂的工作上，我们将来会有更加增的一些预算。
So this will add to our original budget.
弟兄姊妹，以一个主任牧师的角度来说
，As a senior pastor,
我坦白的说，我怕。
I frankly share with you, I am afraid.
我怕。
I am afraid.
我怕什么呢
？What am I afraid of?
我怕耶稣基督在路加福音里面所说的。
I'm afraid of what Jesus has said in the Gospel of.
说你们要建一个大楼。
You want to build something.
你要先坐下计算花费。
You have to sit down and calculate the cost.
不要到时候建了一个大楼建不成，然后却成为笑话。
You don't be caught in a situation where you started the project.But cannot finish.
但是当我想到这里的时候
But when I think about this,
这一段圣经才进到我的里面
This passage came to mind.
当我这几天在准备的时候
And as I was preparing this message,
神不断地向我说话
God has been speaking to me.
不要怕
Do not be afraid.
你要继续地相信下去
Continue to believe.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一同继续的用信心来走这一条建堂的路。
It is my hope that all of us will, through faith, continue with our belief.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid. Continue to believe.